Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. In you, Adonai, is the source of life. In your light we shall see light. O breathe on us, O breath of God, fill us with life anew, that we may love the things you love and do what you would do. O breathe on us, O breath of God, these old dry bones revive, with sinew's flesh, with skin and breath, with love make us alive. O breathe on us, O Word of God, your resurrection life. Call us from graves, unbind these slaves, and free us from all strife. O breathe on us, O Word of God, our wills to yours incline, until our inmost hearts, once dead, glow with your fire divine. O breathe on us, thrice holy God, so shall we never die, but live with you to share your love and praise your name most high. Amen. O my strength, it is you to whom I turn. For you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who gives me life. Decide for me, O God, and plead my case against the hateful. Defend me from liars and thugs, for you are God, my fortress. But why have you forgotten me? Why am I bent in half under the weight of oppression? O my strength, it is you to whom I turn, for you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who gives me life. O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guides. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place you have made your home. Then I will approach the altar of God, who gives me the joy of the young. I will thank and praise you with my harp, my Redeemer and my God. O my strength, it is you to whom I turn, for you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who gives me life. Why are you sad, my heart? Why do you grieve and groan? Wait for Adonai, whom I will always praise, my Savior and my God. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O my strength, it is you to whom I turn, for you, O God, are my stronghold, the God who gives me life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The hour has come for the human one to be glorified. Amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest.
If you would serve me, you must follow me. Wherever I am, my servant will be there also.
But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest.
Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love.
Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest.
A reading from a homily by Archbishop Oscar Romero. To each one of us, Christ is saying, if you want your life and mission to be fruitful like mine, do as I. Be converted into a seed that lets itself be buried. Let yourself be killed. Do not be afraid. Those who shun suffering will remain alone. No one is more alone than the selfish. But if you give your life out of love for others, as I give mine for all, you will reap a great harvest. Thanks be to God.
I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe in me, even if they die, shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. All who believe in me, even if they die, shall live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Your people cry, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are cut off. Open our graves and call us to life. Moved with compassion for those who were suffering, you wept at the grave of Lazarus. Open our graves and call us to life. You called Lazarus to life from the tomb and called his family and friends to unbind him and let him go free. Open our graves and call us to life. You call those entombed by poverty and racism to fullness of life, and call us to work for justice, to unbind them and let them go free. Open our graves and call us to life. You call those entombed by bitterness and resentment to the new life of forgiveness, and call us to be ambassadors of reconciliation, to unbind them and let them go free. Open our graves and call us to life. You call those entombed by addictions to freedom and flourishing, and call us to support them on their journeys, to unbind them and let them go free. Open our graves and call us to life. You call those entombed by depression or loneliness to life in community, and call us to be a loving presence in their lives, to unbind them and let them go free. Open our graves and call us to life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God of all compassion, you sent Jesus, the resurrection and the life, to call from their tombs those sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, and to lead them into the light of life. As spring now calls forth an abundance of life forms from their wintry tombs, call each of us from the holes which we have dug for ourselves, and help us to unbind those still bound by poverty, racism, and every form of injustice. Then, together with the whole of creation, we can join you in building up your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the light of God surround us, the love of God enfold us, and the life of God fill us to overflowing. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God. Our God who is gracious and merciful.